Yes, I want to make square eggs. Why wouldn't I?
I remember when...
I've decided that I don't like the Sprite Zero in the bottle as much as I do the can.
Why? What do you think that is?
I don't know. I just like it better in the can.
I mean, like, there's a lot of people giving plastic, like, a hard time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, it's justifiably so.
But you haven't
Has it been that way the whole time? Like, it's just nasty. Plastic's just nasty.
No, have you ever felt that way, though, that certain, especially sodas, but certain drinks taste differently when you drink out of a like an aluminum can versus a bottle versus like a fountain drink?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Fountain Dr. Pepper.
Oh my God. No. Oh my root gosh. Beer. A canned A&W cold. I mean, like almost freezing root beer.
That's you're not what, like
that's
the,
when you know
you're not
that
the hard.
You've almost made it to heaven. Welcome everybody to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie,
and I'm Bob.
Get a cat, they said.
Yeah, yeah, you love.
It'll be fun, they said. I'm calling bull crap.
You look like a heroin addict.
I know,
we gotta get
right?
rid of this cat. We gotta get rid of this cat.
I'm gonna have to cover this mess up.
Look at that. That looks like you have contracted a disease. Is what that looks like.
It is a straight up.
It looks like a nipple. It looks like a purple nipple.
I wouldn't say a nipple. It's not like sticking out or anything.
No, but I mean, yeah, but you're looking at it from like your point of view. For me, it's a circle. It's like a light colored circle with a real dark circle in the middle. It's
I
like
put
a nipple.
That Band-Aid on it because yeah. it was bleeding. So I cleaned it because I was like, you know, it happened from... my headphones are sliding off. What is going on? Like, I'm talking in there, which like sliding. I can't focus.
That's because we weren't prepared for this episode.
So it happened from the nasty cat's mouth.
I don't know, man.
He licks his butthole. So I was like, let me clean this mess.
What?
His tooth just went into my arm.
Because so you were cleaning his butthole?
No, I said I cleaned it because.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It was
yeah,
his
for sure.
tooth.
Yeah.
You know, his mouth was gross. So I made sure to clean it. And then I put some like Neosporin on it. And then I put a Band-Aid on it. But
so
it was,
walk me through it. What happened? What happened to your arm? Why this does my cat. Wife look like she's this, shooting up
this,
while I'm at work?
Gosh darn it, this
tell me,
cat.
Tell me what happened to your... So, first of all, it's in the ditch of your arm.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
If you've ever seen a movie or a TV show, CSI, whatever, where there's like a heroin addict and he's got like the band around his arm and he's like, I'm going to put the needle in this part of my arm. That is exactly what I think it would look like. What's on your arm right now?
So,
convince me that I don't need to be nervous about my wife. Because that's crazy.
You might need to be nervous about the cat. So, this cat, oh, God bless him. God bless him. He has this thing where, like, he's unsatisfied just eating the food out of the gosh darn bowl. Just like, you know, I put it in there and you just eat it. He, you know, he scoops it out.
He just fell off the table.
What is it that makes it so funny to see a cat fall so not gracefully?
Because I'll tell you why.
You know, cats, like, ever, they always land on their feet. So when you see them fall and make just a fool of themselves and they a hot mess, like, it's so funny.
You ever leaned back in your chair or like been in a rocking chair and somebody walk up behind you? And I know this has happened to you because
you do that to me all the time.
They grab the back of your chair and just pull you out. And for a quick second, you're like, oh, the world has collapsed upon itself and started to ignite. That's like the fear that you have when you start to go backwards. And I think every time a cat slides off a table or anything, that's the feeling that they get. That's what we just saw. So what happened to your arm? Tell me what happened to your arm.
I was bent over.
I like it. And I
was picking up pieces of food, cat food, mm-hmm. off of the floor.
So you were in here in the kitchen?
In the kitchen. Where he had flung it everywhere because he scoops it out, he flings it, and then he kind of takes his paws and he'll bat it around. Yeah. Like he just needs the chase, I guess. Fulfill his little kitty desires. I don't know. He needs to chase his food. So anyway, it's all over the kitchen. So I'm picking it up. And he is on the floor over to my right. And he's looking at me like, what the heck are you doing? I've got this food.
I put that food exactly where I wanted it to go. I spread this
food all over the floor just the way I like it. And so with my...
The human continues to move my food
about. So he's over to my right. I'm reaching out with my left arm, picking up pieces of cat food. And he lunges at me. And he bites onto my arm. Well, he tries to, but he's kind of lunging. So it's more like his tooth hit my arm, and he kind of Tarzaned, you know, like he kind of swung.
From your arm?
Because, yeah.
Because you were messing momentum, with his food.
He was just like, and it just, it's like his tooth just hit and went straight into my arm.
Man, that sucks.
And it was bleeding. And I could, that's why I put the Band-Aid on it, because it was bleeding. I was like, gosh, it's like a freaking puncture wound right in my arm. And because of the Band-Aid, it made it bruise kind of straight.
It made me nervous. I saw you. You can
see the Band-Aid mark in it.
I saw you with the Band-Aid, and a little while ago, you took the Band-Aid off. And I looked at your arm, and I was like, she didn't go to the doctor today. Like,
yo, what's wrong with your arm? Why you got track marks in your arm, Katie? Jeez.
I know. It made me.
I swear it was the cat. It was the cat.
The cat. The cat bit me. But it, I mean, like, it's perfect. It's perfectly round with one hole right in the center. Yeah,
it's from his
unbelievable.
It wasn't a needle. It was
unbelievable.
It was a cat tooth.
Yeah. If we hadn't been together so long, I don't know if I could believe you. You're like that's. Let me ask you a question. How long do you think we'll be married?
What kind of?
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Wow.
Because here's the thing. This is what I'm asking. It's been 14 years. 14, yeah. Right? 14 years. And I'm like just as much in love with you now as I was, I don't know, 16 years ago, 17 years ago, right?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's how much you love me? That's fantastic. Wow. I'm
sorry.
Wow. No, I'm serious though. So my point is, like, there's not a doubt in my mind that we would ever split up. So I ask you again, how long do you think we'll be married?
Well, I mean, theoretically, forever until our death, which is hopefully lots of years, way far.
Yeah. So we're 14 now. How many years? Tell me the years.
I don't want to speak that out there. I don't want to put a number on it.
Realistically.
Forever. 250 years.
Bob and Katie. Katie and Bob. 100 years. 100 years. Bob and Katie. Katie and Bob. I hope somebody gets that joke. Give me a number. It's 14 now.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
I know you don't feel comfortable, but I want to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
So how old do you think I can live?
I'm not trying to like put a number out there and then like all of a sudden that day rolls around.
Oh God, it hurts, Katie.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm serious.
No.
I want to know.
I don't want to answer this question.
Okay. Let's let everybody in on something kind of personal.
I have no intentions of ever going anywhere, divorcing you.
Well, I appreciate
it. So beyond that, it gets kind of morbid.
I appreciate that.
I don't. Okay. I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Let's let everybody in on a kind of a personal thing.
No, kind how of, personal are you going to get here?
Kind of personal.
How personal are we talking?
You and I bought something ridiculous. And I'm really excited about it. We are getting Whoop straps.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the thing that makes square eggs.
I can't believe we bought that thing. We used it one time.
No, we never even used it.
No, we used it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The, oh, we definitely used it. It was horrible. It was so bad.
I didn't think we ever used it.
They did. Those eggs didn't turn out square. They were like, they were cubed with wings. That's what they look like.
I think that was a drunken Amazon late night.
Yeah, yeah. That's what this podcast is.
Yes, I want to make square eggs. Why wouldn't I?
I remember when I came in the house. I was at work, and I came home, and
you. Look, I'm done making square eggs.
You held it up, and you said the egg thing is here, and I was like, "What egg thing?" And you said, "We bought a square." No more wine for you, Katie. You said we bought a square egg maker. And I was like, when? And apparently it was a night not unlike tonight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So now we have this weird... It's like a yellow rubber thing with a metal hook coming off of it.
No. No, you're confusing two different
things. Oh, am I?
Yeah, the square egg thing, it was like this little clear contraption that you put the egg inside of as soon as it's cooked. And then you like twist it down and it kind of squeezes it.
Into oh my God, we bought that too.
A cube.
So, no. So, the other one is a, is it round? So, we bought a round egg maker and a square egg maker?
Excuse you!
Cat, we are recording right now. Don't lick your nuts in front of... You got... Get the cat down.
Don't bite me!
Come here. Okay. My big boy. We have two... Katie, we have two different types of square egg makers now.
Yeah. The other thing is just, oh my gosh, what's it called?
It was like a hard-boiled egg, right?
Yeah, the thing I'm talking about, you make like cube-shaped hard-boiled eggs.
And we never use that one.
Yeah.
We should use it. So, how long
do you think... The storage fills it out real fast.
How long do you think we'll be married?
I'm telling you, I'm not putting in...
Who dies first? Who dies first?
Stop! I don't...
It's definitely me. Right?
I don't like this.
So we bought the Whoop. We bought this Whoop because
we're about to be Whoopers.
Yeah, we're Whoop.
Get off the wall.
We bought two of them. In 2019, we lost a lot of weight, right?
Yeah.
In 2019?
Yeah.
I lost 90 pounds. And then very late 2019, early 2020, you started making banana bread. And then the pandemic hit the world.
Yeah.
And I gained 30 pounds back real quick.
It happens like, so it happened easily.
Really fast. My face is so round. You know, do you want to, let me tell you how I got sad? When I was like, oh, it's a problem. That closet we have behind our bathtub, the little towel
the
area.
The closet?
Yeah. It ain't a normal size door.
No, and it's a linen closet. It's like a little door.
Right. So when you're 300 pounds, I would open that door a long time ago. I would open that door. And if I had to get a towel, I would have to turn sideways and like squeeze in like this to grab the towel.
When you're fat and pregnant and you can't turn sideways, you just can't get to the towels.
You're like, come give me a towel.
Right before I had Reese, when I was like very large and both ways, like this way and this way, I remember there was a day
in that pantry,
a specific day that I couldn't get in either way. And I was like, oh no, oh no.
So I lost all that weight. I lost 90 pounds. And I remember one day I was like, I just walked inside the pantry. I was like, oh my God, my whole body fits in here.
It's not a pantry. It's a linen closet.
Linen closet. I walked inside. That would
be so weird if we had a pantry in our bathroom.
There's nothing better than a hot bath with some Doritos. Let me tell you. But no, I remember I like went to get a towel and I was like, oh, I just fit here now.
Yeah, it happened to me too.
And recently, I don't quite fit as well as I did early 2020. So, I mean, at our in our current trajectory, I think I go first because my weight's out of control. But we got our Whoops. We don't have them yet. They're going to be here soon. And we're going to try to change some of that. So how long? I want to make it at least 50 years. I feel like that's good, right?
I'm telling you, I'm not the one. I'm not doing it. I know you're disappointed that I'm not.
Why would you have this conversation with me?
Because I can't. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I believe too much in the power of words that we speak, and I'm
make some kind of weird joke, and I get hit by a truck tomorrow.
Stop! No!
Oh, whoo! Patreon.com/TheBob and Katie Show. If you like listening to us make fun of each other and banter back and forth and talk about nonsense like we're doing right now, then go to patreon.com/TheBob and Katie Show. And for as little as $1 a month, just one little dollar a month, then you can be a patron at patreon.com/TheBob and Katie Show. Let's turn real fast. I've been doing a lot of thinking recently about my childhood and just like, I don't know, just like that conversation. I'm curious, like, when am I going to die? Like there's been a lot of those thoughts
you
lately.
Probably shouldn't.
Not like I want to die or anything like that. I'm just like, I'm 36 years old now. Like, it's not weird. I don't think it's weird to think about like, oh, like I could be halfway through. I could be. Like, if I don't take care of myself, I could be halfway through. So I've spent a lot of time recently thinking about, like, things I did in my childhood. And you and I were talking in the truck the other day. I don't remember what we were talking about. But shop class came up. And I took shop when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't know it now. You wouldn't know that I've ever taken any kind of class about being a mechanic or a wood worksman or anything like that. But I did. I took shop for a year, and I'm pretty sure that he was drunk every day.
I remember the shop teacher.
Don't say his name.
I'm not saying his name. But I remember the teacher in question.
So you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
And I never took shop class.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to that school and everybody knew it. Everybody knew he was drunk. Everybody was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He sits over his little corner over there.
Oh, he was sitting at the desk. He didn't ever like
shop
really
class and auto mechanic class was kind of off.
Same thing. You know, he taught both of them.
It was kind of away, and everybody knew he's just off over there drinking.
Oh, was it? Wait. Hang on. I confused myself. There were two different classes, shop and then auto? Because I did the auto for sure. That's what class I was
in. I believe it was. I believe there was two different classes, yes.
We're talking about the same person. It don't matter. But I definitely remember working on the engine. We had engines hanging from chains. Because he scared. Let me tell you what this man did. I don't remember what was going on in the world at the time. I think it was around the September 11th stuff, right? You know, it was a kind of a nervous and scary time.
Maybe.
It might have been right before or right after. I don't know. But we were talking in class one day. We were working on these engines. And we were talking in class one day about like, like tornado drills and stuff like that. And somebody was like, well, what happens if someone shoots a nuke at us, like a nuclear bomb goes off? And he goes, oh, you just keep working on the engines. And we were like, what? But if it's a tornado, we got to hide in the hallway. And he goes, oh yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at. We were like, what? What do you mean? Like, what's going to happen to us? That's what we said. We said, what's going to happen? And without missing a beat, this adult who is like 50 years old and we're children, he goes, have you ever seen bacon fry in a pan?
And at that point, everyone's mouths agape.
I was puckered and alert. Puckered and alert. I remember that. I don't remember a lot of things about high school, but I remember that. Like, it hit hard. I was like, oh, yeah. I don't trust anybody from any nation ever.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because I read this news article earlier today, and it was about the test site where they set off the first atomic bomb.
Out in the desert?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, basically, they ain't know what they was doing and how dangerous.
Sure. That makes sense.
So, I found out, I never realized this or didn't remember if I ever read it before, but the bomb, when it went off, it was 3 times stronger
than what they thought it was going to be.
Than what they thought it was going to be.
It's like those videos you see on YouTube where somebody throws some gasoline on a fire and it's way bigger than what they think.
There's all this plutonium.
You see their eyes get real big.
They're like, we don't know what's going to happen. Hard. Just put a bunch of it in there and let's blow it up.
They got flip-flops on trying to escape the blast. It don't work out.
There were people, though, that were, you know, nearby.
Oh, no.
Like, nearby is, like, people shouldn't have been within, I don't know the miles, how many miles radius.
Yeah.
But there was people in a lot closer radius than what there should have been.
So, and I'm sure the government didn't tell them this was getting ready to happen.
This article I read was about this girl. She was 13 years old at the time that it happened. And she was at this summer camp for like dance, like ballet and dance and stuff.
Sure.
And they were like 40 miles away. So in the middle of the night when the bomb went off, they come out of their cabin and because they at first they think there's an explosion on the premises, you know, and there might be a fire. They don't know what's going on. So they're outside and then they see like the sky light up this weird orange color. And then like the next day,
all their plants are dead.
It's like snowing, but it's July. So they think that it's snow, but the snow, instead of being cold, it's hot. And in her mind, she was like, I just thought, oh, because it's summertime. It's some kind of weird fluke. It's snowing in summertime and the snow was hot. But what it was radioactive fallout.
Shut
that was
up.
Raining down. Yeah. And there was like cattle that had chemical burns on their skin and like their hair. Like burned off, and when it grew back, it was gray and white.
Oh my God.
And yeah, there was all these people. There was people from it was a different town. The story I read was kind of long, and it was talked about several different people's perspectives. But this one girl, it was her family, all their food and their drinking water all came from right there on their land, and so they were within the, you know, the fallout radius. And so everything they
somebody ate, got fired.
Well, that's the thing. These people have never been compensated.
What?
Yeah. There's some kind of act that covers stuff like that, but they're trying to get it amended right now, to include these people because like I said, I'm getting all this is very vague. There's a lot of information and it's very vague. But yeah, basically like it has something to do with the timeline. Like they got left out of the, you know, any kind of compensation for incidences like this. And so now before this, before it expires, they're trying to amend it to go back and go, hey, there's all these people that, you know, have had all kinds of cancers and illnesses, and yeah, it was bad. And everybody's just like, well, we didn't know. They just didn't know back then. They didn't know what would happen. They didn't know how dangerous it would be. They didn't know that they needed to evacuate.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, it was crazy. It blew my mind. It blew my mind.
I've enjoyed recently.
It's not something I've ever really delved into and learned a whole lot about. So I'm sure there's people out there with a lot more knowledge than me.
Yeah.
But anyway, this article is very interesting. I'll have to send it to you. And
yeah, do it.
If you want to post it, you can.
No, yeah, send it to me. I've enjoyed recently how you and I have kind of read the same news stories, because you got off social media like 2 years ago, and I'm so unbelievably jealous. But me, I'm still hanging out there and posting things and talking to people.
But I keep thinking like about going back.
Don't, but then just don't.
Between politics and the pandemic.
It's so stupid.
Like, man, it's kind of gnarly out there in social media land.
Like,
I'm good.
Everybody is posting things about the president or COVID or something like that. And I'm posting pictures about washing plastic cups. Like, I'm not even in the same league as everybody else. Don't get on there. But what I do like is that I don't really skim through it a whole bunch anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I just get on there, I post things. If people talk to me, I talk back to them, stuff like that. But I've been reading news articles and trying to filter through who might be putting out a news article that's not super legit. And you and I have sort of been doing the same thing. So it's been fun. And like, I'll be like, hey, did you read about this?
Everybody has an agenda nowadays.
Yeah, it's so like, dumb.
You
it's
can't, so dumb. Like, you just can't trust anybody. Everybody has an agenda that they're trying to forward.
So, did you read about the guy who found in the cemetery one of the plots the hair was coming out?
Oh my god.
Did you read about that?
No.
Oh.
That's so freaking gross. Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh.
This dude's walking through the cemetery, right? I'm thinking he like works there, maybe he's like one of those.
Like a groundskeeper?
Yeah, like whatever. And he walks past this burial plot where it's one of the ones that's like kind of above the ground, sort of like the big cement fixture type of thing.
Yeah.
And there was a crack and like hair was coming out. And he was like,
"Ugh." Oh my God.
Anyways, there, you know, he took a picture and put it on like InstaField or YouTube or whatever these kids are doing nowadays, and it went viral, and a lot of people seem to believe like what happened was they had a lot of like rains and floods and stuff, and they think that, you know, it just kind of got shook up a little bit during like a storm, and yeah, the hair was like coming out the grave. So I guess he worked on getting it tucked back in.
Oh my god.
To like, you know, not disrespect.
Did he have to tuck it?
I was like,
who did the tucking?
Can you imagine how dry that air is?
Oh my god, I don't
know. They feel like Barbie hair. Because you know, as soon as you move that hair the wrong way, some spider gonna come out of crack in that grave. And I don't care how big of a man you are, you scream when that happens. If you're tucking on a dead person's Barbie hair and a spider comes out the crack, you scream. If you don't scream, you're not human. You don't have a soul.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. Could you imagine finding that? I wouldn't have said nothing. I wouldn't have took a picture. There'd been no social media. It would have been one of those things where you see something, you're just like, I'm just going to keep walking. I ain't even trying to address the situation right now.
Like, so do you think it's because, like, the hair kept growing?
Yeah, I mean, of course, your fingernails, all that stuff keeps growing. No, they're thinking what happened was there was like a lot of water, like the place flooded, And you know, you read these stories about cemeteries that flood and like the graves come out the ground and stuff. They think something like that. So you like think that, like
as the water drained out that the...
Yeah, like the hair was floating in the water. Oh my God. She's like, I'm getting my dew on. Oh my God. And, you know, the water went back down and then the hair was just hanging out. You know, it was like a small storm. It wasn't like a big storm. It was like just big enough to like crack the grave open or the plot or whatever it's called, the big cement thing that it was in, and the hair just kind of floats in the water. You know, it's, you ever pulled the plug out of the bathtub? I mean, that's what happened. The crack opened up and the hair that was flowing in the water just sucked out the crack. And then the water went back down and the hair was just hanging out. And then a human being walked by and saw that craziness and was like, let me take a picture and put it on the social medias. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Could you imagine? What would you have done if you saw it?
I don't want to be the one to tuck it in.
You're not on social media. So you don't want to be the one to tuck it in. You're like, Katie, I'm going to put a crowbar in there and I'm going to lift it up. You got to tuck it back in with your fingertips. No, I'm 100%. Listen, you're the groundskeeper and you walk by. And you find that. What do you do?
I can't promise that I wouldn't take a picture just because.
What would you do with the picture? Show me when you get home. You're like, yeah, you're not going to believe what I saw at work today. That, look at this shit right here.
Did I see that picture of the snail?
That was on our front porch? Yeah. That snail looked like a cartoon character.
I've never in real life seen a snail. How big was that snail? That big.
It looks gigantic.
The shell was about that big, but you see, like, his head and stuff is sticking out, like, just the same.
It's like 2 inches. Like,
the same length as the shell. Yeah. And then he had this tail back here. You see the trail?
You see
the little slime trail?
Right now, that snail is not even inside that shell. That shell is just, like, on top of him. There's no way. Look how long that snail is.
There was a trail, and, it was like he was crossing the front porch.
So the next picture you showed me was you had all the kids and you were pouring salt on him.
No, we did not. I snapped this picture. The kids were already in the car. They didn't even get to see him.
Did you do anything with him or you just let him live?
No, I just left him right there. Whenever I came back, he was...
I believe you didn't do anything.
He was tucked in his shell and I went out on the porch and I checked on him a couple times and then...
Do you remember?
He disappeared and I looked for him out in the yard and I didn't find him.
Do you remember when all them snails used to crawl over the back of our house in Rose Hill?
Man, that was
Tell everybody. So I know we've freaky. Talked about it before, but I like this conversation. Tell everybody what the back of our house would look like.
Oh my gosh. At 9 o'clock in the morning. What was slugs? That was like slugs. They didn't have shells on them.
Yeah.
Like if it would rain a lot, the backside of our house would be covered. I'm telling you, it's covered
in tracks.
The first time I ever saw it. Yeah. You know, vinyl siding, if it gets kind of dirty, it'll have like, you know, greenish, blackish, grimy, you know, it gets dirty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, we would notice all these little like
stripes,
these little ziggy zaggy little designs. And we're like, what is that in the dirt on the siding?
If you're 36 now, around the age of 36, you'll remember this. If you're much younger, you might not. You'd be watching TV and the cable goes out and your TV, the picture looks like, that's what the picture looks like. That's what the back of our house would look like. It would look like thousands of snails just crawled all over the place. It was
We didn't know what was making the marks.
Yeah, we didn't see them at first.
We didn't know what this weird design was.
They would be gone.
Until one day, it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happened, I'm thinking a couple months. I can't remember. It's been years
we'd out. Walk out there in the middle of the day or something, look at the back of your house, like, what the hell is going on?
Finally, one night we were out there. I think we were cooking food on the grill.
Oh, do you remember we used to cook those burgers on circle grill all the time? So good.
It had just finished raining earlier, and I flipped on the light. We're back there grilling, and I turn around to come back in the house, and I was like, oh my God, they're everywhere. And yeah, there were slugs all over the back of our house. It's It creeps me out. Like, oh, it creeps me out just thinking about it. Yeah. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in my life.
It was crazy.
And yeah, this snail, this big guy, he was huge. I've never seen a snail like that in real life.
That snail, when you sent me that picture.
His little antennas were like,
I feel like he would look up at you and go, sup.
Yeah, like I walked over and I was like, what's up, dude?
Y'all did a little fist bump. Take your
picture. Like, don't mind me.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
I want to talk about what happened to me in our front yard the other day. I go home from work. Worked a long day. Long, hard day. Providing for my family. Long, hard day. Making sure you guys have money for food, electricity, water, whatnot. And I pull up, and there's a box sitting on our front steps.
Like a package?
Yeah. Big package. I get close, and I go, oh. Katie ordered a new trash can. We picked out a new trash can for the house, which is pretty cool. I was like, okay, cool. And I brought it inside. You deserved a new trash can. We've had this one trash can in our house for a long time, and it just, the kids broke it. It was barely hanging on there. The lid didn't, it was one of the ones you step on it, and the lid pops up, and it broke almost immediately, right?
Yeah. Like, it was almost a very inexpensive one.
So we got a new trash can. But then I brought it inside, and then I went out to the mailbox, and I open up the mailbox, and like, it's packed with things. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I open up the mailbox and stuff started falling out. I was like, Jesus. So this big black plastic bag, I pull it out.
Oh, and those are good ones.
Then there's like a smaller plastic bag, and I pull it out. I'm pulling stuff out of this mailbox like it's something out of a carnival. It's like, I'm out in the yard, and I'm pulling this stuff out. I'm like, Jesus. And it's all got like Katie McKnight. I'm like, what does she do? Nothing with my name on it on any of these packages. And then I pull the last package out, and there's an envelope upside down. I pull it out. It's got my name on it. It's a credit card bill. It's like, come on, man. Really? Is this happening?
That's great.
It couldn't have been. I know that our neighbors probably looked at me pulling this stuff. I laughed hard out on the road by myself, arm full of packages, credit card bill flapping in my hand, just laughing uncontrollably. So I've made some bad decisions in life. Got a mailbox full of gifts for somebody else. I paid for it. I got a bill.
It wasn't come on, a man. Gift. Like, oh my gosh.
Here we go. I knew I'd strike a nerve. I bought a trash can, god darn it.
Toilet bowl cleaner was one of the things.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Little toilet wand.
Yeah, yeah.
Refills. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like buying gifts. Lavish gifts.
No, I spoil
all
you.
All these toilet wands.
I spoil you. That's what I do. I've been spoiling you too much. Before we end it, I know we need to get something to eat.
My stomach's growling. Like, it's like legit making noise over here.
Did you
eat? It's making demands.
When we cooked earlier, did you eat?
I ate two pieces of pizza, but like not the whole pieces because I kind of, I don't know.
You ate two pieces?
I didn't eat the whole
thing. I swear to God, people that don't have kids don't know what it's like at dinner time. I'll make food sometimes. Like, we'll cook. And then, we feed the kids and we're cleaning the kitchen and doing bedtime. And then I'll be like, wait, did I eat? I don't think I ate.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah, I didn't eat tonight.
Where I got busy and just, I didn't eat and then forgot until later. Yeah. I was like, why am I so hungry?
Because I know for me, I try to stay ahead of the kids because there's nothing worse than like cooking dinner. And you fix everybody's plate, bring the kids their plate, you take your plate. You've worked hard, right? You've
slaved over the stove.
It's going to be a fantastic dinner. This is going to be great. It's going to be so good. Food's hot.
I don't like that.
All the stuff that's supposed to be crunchy is crunchy. All the stuff that's supposed to be hot is hot. Steam coming off of it. You got that clean spoon. You got that perfect little tiny fork you like so much that the kids didn't lose. You got it. You're ready to eat dinner. And you start eating. And then somebody goes, can I have some more drink?
Can I have some ranch?
I don't like this one. Do we have any hot sauce? Can I have some more mashed potatoes?
Can I have some ketchup?
Do we have any ranch? My toe hurts.
I dropped my fork.
Can you give this to me? And then you're like, oh yeah, I forgot. I became a parent, so I'm not supposed to have hot meals.
And then, can I have some more?
And I just want to be like, can I have some? Can I have any? Can I eat my food?
No, you may not.
It's so weird how we made little people. And I love them. Especially like when they do things that's like me. That's what I like them the most. But I love them. But I look at them sometimes and they'll say something or do something. I'll be like, God, if you were a stranger.
Riley and I have been going round and round for days now.
Mm-hmm.
Over shoes. Oh, Lord have mercy. This boy, before school started, I picked out shoes online because I be daggone, I ain't taking them in the shoe store right now. We in the middle of COVID and shoe stores.
Kids
something
don't
about they walk through the door of a shoe store and they turn into these monsters.
Yeah. They want to run, they touch go, things.
There's something about a shoe store that makes my kids flip.
A lot
the
of these
script.
Shoe stores, you go into them and they have like some big display that you're like, that's definitely made for children. Like you walk in there, be like a 9-foot gumball machine. Like, of course you didn't think when my kids walked in, it was like, oh, this is a play place.
Oh yeah, long straight aisles. Yeah. These are good for running.
Yeah,
good for
what
running
was that
races.
One shoe place we used to walk into, and they had this big wheel when you first walked in. Like
shoe
you,
carnival.
Yeah, if you buy some shoes, you can spin a big wheel and possibly like, this
shoe
is a,
stores, man.
Yeah, like stop doing these weird
shoe
gimmicks. It's driving
kids.
My kids. It's crazy. It's Jesus,
it's a nightmare. So anyway, yeah. Go online.
Okay.
I let them pick out shoes within, you know, range. And Riley picks these shoes out. They're back ordered. Okay. I let him know. I was like, hey, dude, they're back ordered. You know, do you want to pick out some different ones or do you want to wait? Because his old ones still fit.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, weren't in bad shape. I was sure. Like, you can still wear your old ones for like the first week or so of school.
I'm going to wait.
And he was like, yeah, I definitely want to wait. Yeah. I love these shoes.
I love them. I want these, mommy.
Okay. So we wait. They're back ordered. They're like, okay. Hopefully they'll ship by such and such a date. So we wait, you know, we wait and wait. The date rolls around. They ain't never ship. A few more days go by and I was like, I don't know.
You still wearing these
and
old
finally
shoes
they
from
say, oh, well, we didn't have any more. Okay. So a couple days go by and I'm like, all right, Riley, we need to pick out some other ones. We pick out some other ones. Well, then I realized they have so long has gone by that they have the original ones.
Oh, they got
back,
them back
in
stock. Oh. So you order them.
So I was like, sweet. I'm going to surprise him. Mm-hmm. He's thinking he's going to have to settle for these other ones. I'm going to order these. They're going to come in. He's going to be surprised. He's going to love them.
You should have known better.
Well, they get here. He's excited. Right? He's like, yeah. Awesome.
Here we go.
And then we try them on. He's super excited. He wears them around the house. And the next morning, it's time to put them on for school. And he's crying. Like real tears. I don't want to wear these shoes.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, Riley, why don't you want to wear these shoes? They hurt my feet. I was like, well, they're new.
Yeah, they're going to hurt a little bit.
So they're not. That's what I was trying to tell him. I was like, you need to break them in. They're the same brand of shoes.
Be like, the
that
ones you wore
had.
Last year, you've worn them so much, they feel like moccasins. Like, this
well,
is a different
it.
Thing.
You know how it is. Like, you have your old shoes, and they're worn in just right, and they fit just right.
Yeah.
And then you put on a new pair, and they feel stiff. And it's... This is, it's the same brand. Like I said, it's just a different, you know, colors and stuff here. And so I'm like, if it was like totally different shoes, I'd be like, maybe there's something to it. But this is the child that exaggerates a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I got a tummy ache. How long has your tummy been hurting? 36 years.
That's what he says. He'll be like, I've been hurting for 18 years.
Yes.
Like, bro.
You're at least 7 years
old. You're seven, man.
So he exaggerates, so I kind of have to use my mom judgment. And I was like, I don't think these shoes are really hurting your feet. I think they're just new and they're just stiff. And every day since then, I have had to argue with him over these shoes that he picked out. And then I went through all this trouble and now he cries because I make him wear these shoes. I was like, Riley, I have to provide you with new
they're
shoes.
They're kind of cool looking shoes, though. I wish I could wear them.
Well, that's what I do. I was like, okay, like, they're really awesome shoes.
They got lightning
really
bolts, cool. Son. Lightning bolts.
Reagan was like, I'm really jealous because I want these. They don't make them like, you know, the girl version or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, I really like these shoes.
Yeah.
And yeah, today I told him to go put his shoes on. He puts the old shoes on. It's pouring freaking down rain outside. I was like, fine, wear the old shoes. I don't even care. That way, if you step in a big old mud puddle, it'll be your old ones running, not your new ones. So.
You know,
but I was like, tomorrow, you are wearing your new shoes.
He got me good the other night. I don't think, as a parent, I've been more embarrassed my entire life.
We were cooking dinner.
Yeah, he was at the kitchen table. Was he doing his homework or something?
I think so.
I don't know what he was doing.
I think he was coloring. Yeah. He was coloring a picture.
And it had been a good day. And what I mean by that is when you have a family, sometimes it's just not a good day, you know? So you're cooking dinner. You're not talking to each other. You're getting each other's way. What do you want me to do next? What can I do to help this? We need to cook this food and get over with. But today was different. Today was a good day. It was a good day. You and I were talking. We were laughing. We were flirting with each other.
We were enjoying each other's company for once.
I was rubbing your shoulders every now and then. Like, it was a good time. It was a good day. And I made a joke that was very inappropriate. So I whispered it. I whispered it real quietly. Because you asked
me. You thought it was real quiet.
I thought it was quiet. You asked me something about what I wanted to do tonight or something like that after the kids go to bed. And I was like.
Married people things.
All right. If anybody has any kids listening right now, you better mute this. And I go, you know me. All I like to do is podcast. Fuck. And that's what I expected. I expected you to laugh. It was a joke. It was fun. It's true, but it was a joke. And from behind me, I hear.
I'll podcast with you, Daddy.
And I was like, oh God, he heard me. It was so embarrassing. I mean, obviously, he doesn't know what the other option was. And I guess that's what's cool about like being young and, you know, innocent. He was like, I don't know what that is, but I like podcasting. I'll do the podcasting thing with you, Daddy, if that's what you wanted to. Man, it was.
I'll podcast with you, Daddy.
Yeah. Oh. It made me feel bad.
Apparently, our kids have been overhearing inappropriate things because we go to get in the car this morning.
What did you do, my kids?
I didn't do anything, okay? We're getting the car.
People are going to be like, Bob and Katie are bad parents.
It's pouring down. I mean, like,
oh, today
we had a.
Did you see the pictures of Malamo Loop?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, the whole road's gone.
So anyway, we had a 2-hour delay. Really bad storms this morning. It was pouring down rain.
Look at that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Look at the side over there.
Yeah, it's all gone. That's what you were driving through today. That's what I drove through today.
And this is what, Malmo Loop?
Yeah. That's not too far from us. That's
really
close. We got family members near there.
So anyway, we all rush and get in the car this morning to go to school. And I'm getting in. I hear Reese all the way in the back.
The 4-year-old. Anybody who's never listened to the show before? What'd he say?
Effing rain.
What? Really?
I said, Reese, what did you say?
I don't say that around them.
I didn't say it either. But he sounded like a grumpy.
I probably said it around him.
He sounded like a grumpy old man. He was just like.
Was he angry when he said it? Say it like he said it. I know you don't like saying that word.
He, he was publicly, you know, it was like he was kind of like mumbling, just like, off my brain.
Do I have to blank that out? Do I get to keep that in? I'll take it out. Oh, take it out. Gosh. I know you're not comfortable with it.
I was like, what in the world?
Let me tell you something about me. Are you ready?
I hadn't even complained about the rain.
Let me tell you about you. You were always the one that we would look up to in our group as like, if we weren't sure about our moral compass, we'd be like, let's look at Katie. Because Katie's moral compass is on point. So
that's a lot of pressure.
When you say naughty words, I'm like, I love it. I love it so much. I love it so much. Find your laugh.
Find your happy.